We'll probably be back next week, bright and early, ready to go. But she could use some extra time to work on those all-important papers and exams. Yes, indeedy. So, to kick it off, we'll start off with Faye Heald and the Hurricane Party.
Washing her back old hag, is it what do you like at home? It's not but a mother's shroud, young man, a shroud for to cover his gown. Cover his gown, oh cover his gown, a shroud for to cover his gown. It's not but a mother's shroud, young man, a shroud for to cover his gown. What do you caught in the slack, old hag? Is it fencing you like for your beast? It's no good a murderer's coffin, sir, a coffin to cover his face. Cover his face, oh, cover his face, a coffin to cover his face. It's no good a murderer's coffin, sir, a coffin to cover his face. And what do you dig at the crossroads, which is it roots your life for your swine? It's no but a martyr's grave, young man, a grave for to bury him fine. Bury him fine, oh bury him fine, a grave for to bury him fine. It's no but a murderer's grave, young man, a grave for to bury him fine. Thank you.
Attention, attention, hot off the wire. Scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Air Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
We can see chart, see radio waves, see it depleted.
All is not lost. Save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to Trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO, Attention Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
It's May she comes and May she goes, down by the garden green. It's there she spied a brisk young squire, as fair was seen. It's May she comes and May she goes, down by the holland tree. And it's there she spied a brisk young squire, as fair was fair to see. Give to me your green mantle, give me your maiden head. If you won't give me your green mantle, give me your maiden head. He's taken her by the milk-white hand and gently laid her down. And when he's taken her up again, given her a silver comb. Perhaps there may be bairns kind, sir, perhaps there may be not. But if you be a courtier, come tell to me your name. I am no courtier, said he, but lately come from sea. I am no courtier, said he, until I courted thee. They call me Jack when I'm abroad, sometimes they call me John. But when I'm in my father's bower, Jack Randall is my name. You lie, you bonny boy, so loud I hear you lie. For I am Lord Randall's only daughter, he has no other but me. You lie, you bonny lass, so loud I hear you lie. For I am Lord Randall's only son, just lately come from sea. And she's put her hand down by her side, and out she's taken a knife. She's thrust it in her own heart's blood, she's taken away her life. And he has taken his bonny sister with a teardrop in his eye. And he's buried his bonny sister beneath the holland tree. And he's hied it over hills and dales, his father for to see. Sing woe for my bonny hind beneath the holland tree. What care you for your bonny hind? for it you need not care. There's Oscar Hines in yonder wood, and plenty more to spare. Four of these are silver shod, of these you may take three. But sing woe for my bonny hind beneath the holland tree. What care you for your bonny hind? For it you need not care. Take ye the best, leave me the worst. There's plenty more to spare. I care not for your hind father, I care not for your fee. But sing woe for my bonny hind beneath the holland tree. Oh, were you up your sister's bower, your sister fair to see, then you'll think no more on your bonny hind beneath the holland tree.
Did say, oh, where shall we gang and dine the day? Oh, where shall we gang and dine the day? Down behind yon old fail dyke, I walk there lies a new slain knight. Nobody cans that he lies there, oh, but his hawk and his hound and his lady fair, oh, his hawk, his hound and his lady fair. The hound is to the hunting gone, his hawk to fetch the wildfowl home. His lady's taken another mate, oh, and we can make our dinner sweet, oh, we can make our dinner sweet. Do you light on his white breastbone, and I'll pluck out his bonny blue een, with many a lock of his yellow hair on. We'll seek our nest when it grows bare, oh, seek our nest when it grows bare. Many a one for him makes moan, but none shall ken where he is gone, or his white bones when they are bare, oh. The wind shall blow forever mare, oh, the wind shall blow forever mare.
Morning. That was John Roberts and Deborah Cowan. You heard a great a cappella version of the Bonny Hind. It just seems to have everything in that ballad. Siblings separated at birth, incest, suicide, riddles, and an interesting metaphor towards the end. So that was One Child Ballad. And by the way, earlier on, people realized that Child was just a collector. He didn't write these. And indeed, that is the case here. Francis James Child was a folklorist at Harvard at the turn of the 20th century and published this collection. Probably the oldest ballad in there was the one that is called The Twa Corbies. Here was originally published as The Three Ravens, and was first published in Ravencroft's Melismata in 1611. So, yeah, a little history there for you. We have lots of things at WMFO, but the one thing we could really use is your money, hence the donate.wmfo.org. We actually recently had an amplifier fail this past Thursday during one of our favorite shows, Strike the Box. So please try and keep a WMFO on the air. We don't have an engineer. It's an entirely student and community supported radio station. So once again, the link you want on the website is donate.wmfo.org. And whole dollar amounts, no decimal points. Otherwise, you get an error, or you can write a check to the trustees of Tufts College, who actually own WMFO. Just make sure that you mark somewhere on that check that it's for WMFO, and send it to Post Office Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02153. Before John and Deborah, we heard Dallahan, who were in town this summer with Harbor of Paul Perro from Matter of Time, and Faye Heald in the Hurricane Party with the Hag in the Beck from Old Adam. Next up, we've got a Shuglanifty, then something from the Nordic Fiddlers block. And let's see, what else do we have here? Oh, yes, we've got Solace and Killian Vallely and all sorts of other fine folks coming up for your listening pleasure.
Is it sunburn? Is it acne? Do you have irritated eyes? Any one of these signs could mean you have rosacea, often called the great imposter because it can look like so many other conditions. 16 million Americans have rosacea, yet most don't know it. Rosacea typically begins after age 30 as a facial redness that grows increasingly persistent, and tiny blood vessels may appear. Left untreated, bumps and pimples often develop, and in some cases the eyes are affected, appearing watery and bloodshot. If you've been noticing a change in your facial appearance, it may be rosacea, the great imposter. Learn the signs of rosacea: facial redness, visible blood vessels, bumps and pimples, or irritated eyes. If you have any sign of rosacea, see a dermatologist for diagnosis and appropriate treatment before it gets worse. For more information, visit the National Rosacea Society website, rosacea.org.
Is Father the One, Eirik Suas is echt and solemn. Dimmig the Lewis, dimmig the Nart, Gichar Haka, Inglo Haru. Dimmig my Lewis, dimmig my nerd. Honach maren ka ik fjön. Hig leriv ni hilme speish. Kjaldan ish ni biengilum. Duchring she glee, so ser gnok. A fadrig is dochter ruan. Is a marig dat de chan bochrot. Is nach vor me go erdus. Huala secure the bar.
Behovindelumse
trust the gun. Na the skalse chlerig ha. Har dig de vige fjord. Nor de legge hit faglen ra.
That was the beautiful voice of Orla O'Leonard from the Gloaming 2 album with a Sheen song from an early dialogue between a Sheen and Patrick. And that goes out to all of my Irish friends across the pond, and particularly Joe McManus, who just had a birthday this weekend. Prior to that was Solace with a Jig with Mr. and Mrs. Walsh from All These Years. The Nordic Fiddlers block it gave us In the Lounge, commemorating that very famous pub in Lerwick in Shetland called The Lounge. And that's from their latest album, Deliverance, just out on Nib Records. And we started off with Shugla Nifty from the Untied Knot, from their own label Shugal Records, with the Sumla Reel and Skullpig. This is a good time to remind you, if you are a Celtic artist who would like to get heard, please send your CDs and promotional announcements to Celtic Dawn, care of WMFO, Post Office Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02153. Alternatively, you can contact me on Facebook. Just look for the webpage Celtic Dawn on WMFO. Well, next up, we've got another shout out here. You'll know who you are when you come to this, but we're going to hear from John Renborn and Wiz Jones. Then something from Eileen Ivers Doolin, and then we'll get to Killian Valley, and we'll see how much time we have left after that.
People ask me questions about the way I live my life. 30 years in showbiz, only had one wife. Limousines and swimming pools, I never had my share. But I'm not downhearted, I'm not downhearted, not downhearted, but I'm getting there. To breathe the air. I'm not downhearted, baby. I'm not downhearted. Not downhearted, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Of your bed. The world is so romantic, out on the road instead. What fun to play your music, sing your songs without a care. I'm not downhearted, no, not downhearted, not downhearted, but I'm getting there. Than most. If I was selling fantasy, I would be a millionaire. But I'm not downhearted, I'm not downhearted, not downhearted, but I'm getting there.
Thank you. au port d'Amsterdam, il y a des marins qui chantent les rêves qui les hantent au large d'Amsterdam. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, il y a des marins qui dorment comme des oriflammes le long des berges mornes. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, il y a des marins qui meurent pleins de bière et de drames aux premières lueurs. Et dans le port d'Amsterdam, il y a des marins qui naissent dans la chaleur épaisse des longueurs océans. Il y a des marins qui mangent sur des nappes trop blanches, des poissons ruisselants. Ils vous montrent des dents à croquer la fortune, à décroisser la lune, à bouffer des haubans. Et ce sont la morue jusque dans le cœur des frites que leurs grosses mains invitent à revenir en plus. Puis se lèvent en riant dans un bruit de tempête, referment leurs braguettes et sortent en rôtant. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, il y a des marins qui dansent en se frottant la panse sur la panse des femmes. Ils tournent et ils dansent comme des soleils crachés dans le sang déchiré d'un accordéon rance. Ils se tordent le cou pour mieux s'entendre rire, jusqu'à ce que tout à coup l'accordéon expire. Alors, le geste grave, alors, le regard fier, ils ramènent leur bâtard jusqu'en pleine lumière. On part d'Amsterdam, il y a des marins qui boivent, et qui boivent, et reboivent, et qui reboivent encore. Ils boivent à la santé, mais putain d'Amsterdam, dans vous d'ailleurs, enfin, ils boivent aux dames, qui leur donnent leur joli corps, qui leur donnent leur vertu, pour une pièce en or. Et quand ils ont bien vu, ils se plantent le nez au ciel, ils se mouchent dans les étoiles, et ils pissent comme je pleure sur les femmes infidèles, dans le port d'Amsterdam, dans le port d'Amsterdam.
That was Doolin covering the great Jacques Brel tune Amsterdam from their eponymous album Doolin. Before that, we heard Eileen Ivers with the Canbrack Girls from Beyond the Bog Road. And we'd like to remind you that Eileen is bringing her Celtic Christmas show to our area, and you can find out more by Googling EileenIvers.com or checking out upcoming events in Lexington. And we started off that set with John Renborn and Wiz Jones from Getting There. Well, the tune is Getting There. This is from Joint Control, the last album that John Renborn worked on before his untimely death. And but it's a great blues tune.